Welcome to the Application Review Committee of the Arizona Board of Psychologist Examiners. The time is 8:31 a.m. and I would like to go ahead and call the meeting to order. Ms. Folks, could you do the roll call, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. Dr. Malott?
Here.
Dr. Catarino?
Yes, I'm here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. We will now move to item number four, discussion, consideration, and possible action on psychologists. Oh, no, sorry. We'll go to item number three, which is the approval of minutes of the February 4th, 2022 draft minutes meeting. Do I hear a motion to approve?
I make a motion that we approve the minutes of February 4th, 2022.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are approved. We will now move to item number four, discussion, consideration, and possible action on psychology application. Our first agenda item under category A is requesting approval to sit for the EPPP. We have two candidates in that category, Michael Marshall and Natalia Kazakova. Dr. Marshall completed his degree at Midwestern and completed his 2,000-hour internship at Southwest. And Dr. Natalia Kazakova completed her PsyD at Clinical Pacific University, also an APA-approved, did a 2,000-hour internship at Southwest and is doing a postdoc. Since they're only sitting for the exam, that's all we've reviewed is their pre-doc internship and training program and other items. Do you have any questions on either of them?
No, I don't.
Yeah, so, okay. I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve these two candidates to be sent to the full board for approval to sit for the EPPP. Do you want to
second? Okay, I'd like to second that motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. We are now going to move to item B, requesting approval to sit for the EPPP and licensure. Our first candidate is Cynthia Prater. She has a PsyD. She has completed both her pre-doc and post-doc. Her degree was at Pacific University of Graduate Psychology. She did not pass the exam on her first attempt and so is reapplying. Any questions for her?
I had one that the supervision hours were only 95, but then I was told it was APIC approved. So then I just, that overrides everything.
Yeah, so because it's APIC approved, she actually didn't have to report that and, you know.
So I'm okay then now.
You would not request additional information.
Okay.
Next one is Jacqueline Ford, California Southern University. She is also a reapplication because of her exam score. Her application was reviewed several times if you look through the notes, and
yes.
I'm okay with moving her forward.
Yes, she also, I believe she still wants the accommodation from her.
Probably don't want to go into the details. Okay, so we're good with that, and I'm fine with the accommodation.
Okay.
Next one is Kendra Gort. She is also present. She graduated from Midwestern internship. She has submitted pre-internship hours, and she did her internship at the Arizona State Hospital, her pre-internship. A lot of it was also done there. So she does meet the supervised professional experience. She did report to some incidents way back when she was a young underage person. Since then, it's been over 10 years. I haven't seen any other evidence and I appreciated her statement and I didn't see any problems with approving her.
Okay, yeah, I agree because it was so long ago.
Yeah, and we just encourage her to, you know, be careful. So
yes.
So the next one is Marco Antonio Hartman, and he's also present. And he got his clinical psych degree from Case Western. All good with his program. He did a pre-doc internship, APA approved. He's also completed his postdoc for 1,500 hours. I did not have any questions. Did you?
Well, no, I just want to be sure that Case Western is such a good school that their program is not APA.
It's not APA. Okay.
Okay. So I saw the list of courses. They met the requirements in my mind.
It's actually one of the eight that have like eight earliest and continuously.
Yeah. So you didn't need to list your coursework.
I saw you listed the courses, yeah. I wondered
about it. We always encourage you to give us the information we need, but some people give us more than, and then it confuses.
Thank you, because I couldn't believe it wasn't. Well, thank you.
Same old overachieving kind of tendency.
Yeah.
I have sat for ECPP 1 already. I really only need the second one.
Oh, great.
Wonderful. Thank you for, as long as Miss Folks has your scores and then.
Yeah, she does.
Wonderful.
She should have by now. I'm pretty sure she does.
Okay, wonderful. So thank you, Dr. Hartman, for answering those additional questions. So the next one is.
Leah Matangan, Dr. Leah Matangan.
So she is also a REAP. She's one that has been reviewed extensively by the board. She's taken the exam 3 times. She submitted a study plan and, you know, it does show some insight as to what areas she needs to focus on. And it's really she said multiple choices are weakness. So I am okay with her plan. I don't think we need additional. What do you think?
No, I went through the classes she listed. I had some concerns. But they did include treatment-based, because at first I thought the psychopathologies were only diagnostic. And then I was trying to make sense of the experiences. I figured that out. And she does have a temporary license, so I think we should approve her.
Okay, thank you. Next one is Renee Rivera. She is one of the Argosy students who ended up getting her degree in Chicago. Mm-hmm. She completed both her pre-doc and post-doc at Southwest Behavioral Health. I didn't have any problems with
that. No problems.
Next one is Ruby Howard, also a REAP. She's also an Argosy Chicago student. I didn't have any problems with that.
No problems. Well, yeah, it's a REAP, no problems.
Yeah. Next one is Dominique Doss, another REAP, and also included an extension of time request for a medical condition. And I am okay with approving.
Did want to mention with when I was the head of the school psych program at ASU, she actually came to me when we were in the process of closing. I referred her to the Argosy program, and over the years I've seen her at meetings. And so that's the extent of my
evaluation.
And she, I think at one time referred a case to me, but I don't feel that it affects my judgment, and I approve this.
Okay, thank you for sharing. And the last one is Tammy Ritchie, CID, also a reapplication, and I didn't have a problem.
I did have a problem with this.
Okay, you did. Okay, good.
Okay, because on the one course, on our category, cognitive affective bases, she lists a couple of sports psychology courses. And I didn't know if that met the requirement. But later, I saw she had a course on cognitive emotion and motivation listed under treatment. So I wondered if that course would count for our cognitive affective.
Oh, basis. Definitely, that cognitive emotion.
Yeah, but I didn't believe that sports psychology could count under there.
Yeah.
So that was my concern.
Okay. Wow, 476 pages in her application.
Well, it's the entire catalog of the courses.
Oh, dear.
And for other programs, too. So that's why.
Okay, 476. Okay, since she, I'm pulling up her transcript really quick.
Yeah, because that was the, and I went through all the courses and I thought, maybe we could put that course under.
Yeah, because you can use anything in one of the treatment courses, you know. I mean, there's a lot more options, not anything.
Yes. So as long as you're okay, that was my major question of the group.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely okay. And since she's been reviewed by this board before, and I'm sure the same discussion must have come up then too.
Maybe we should do something to move it if it ever comes up again, so that people don't have to review.
Yeah, so maybe Ms. Folks, if she can update that coursework form, you know, so we have a corrected one in on file, you know, so she puts, she can move her sports psychology down, you know, just a little note, or maybe we can put a note next to it.
Yeah, to move the thing would be, Ms. Folks, to move the cognitive emotion course and motivation course up to cognitive affective basis.
All right, I can do that. I can ask her to do that.
Thank you.
And are you okay with that, Dr. Malat? Huh?
Is that
yeah,
okay?
I will give it that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's corrected. Yeah, the cognitive emotion definitely fits in the cognitive affective. And then she can move the sports psychology down there for the treatment modalities. So, okay, thank you for catching that. Good eye. So, and so that completes all the applicants in this category. I'd like to go ahead and move them to the full board for approval to sit for the EPPPN licensure. And that one change that we asked Dr. Ritchie to submit an updated coursework plan. So,
okay, is that a motion? Do I second?
That's a motion.
Do I make the? Okay, I'm seconding that motion.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. Next one is requesting approval of supervised experience for licensure. The first one we have is Dr. Lisa Lowry. She is completing her postdoc at La Frontera. She submitted new references. She only needs to do the part one. Everything looked good for her postdoc.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. And the second person is Shelby McGrew. She did a 1,000-hour postdoc at Deer Valley. She initially did her internship at Avondale. She's passed the EPPP, and so she's requesting approval of her postdoc again.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Do you want to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to approve Dr. Lowry and Dr. McGrew for supervised experience for licensure. Is that?
Okay. Yes, that's all we have to approve, yeah. Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the last one is requesting approval for licensure by universal recognition. We have two candidates here, Susan Santarpia and William Kilgore. Susan Santarpia got her degree from one of the SUNY schools in New York. She submitted her lease agreement to show Arizona residency requirements, and Dr. Kilgore got his degree from Texas Tech, and he submitted his Arizona driver's license. I didn't see any problems with the application.
No.
So I moved them to the full board for approval by universal recognition.
Okay.
You want to second?
I agree. I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. This was a clean slate of applications.
Yes.
Wonderful. We had all applications moving forward, no need for additional information. Thank you, Kathy, for working with the applicants. When we see a full stake like this, we know you've been working behind the scenes.
Yes.
Thank the applicants for being very thorough in their applications, yes, making our job easy. And all of them will move forward to the full board next Friday for approval for whatever status they have applied to. For those of you who thought going through this process is scary, we hope we've dispelled that myth, but and we welcome on Friday our new licensees to this board. Now, just a quick word of caution, a board member does have the right to pull something off, you know, so it's not but in our experiences and generally what recommendations come from this committee is accepted by the full board. So, we can go to five new agenda items for future meetings. Do we have any right now?
None.
None, okay. So we move to item number six, which is adjournment. Again, thank you everybody for being here, for coming back. We appreciate you being here. We were a little worried about you, Dr. Katarina.
I know.
I was afraid that you were
I know, I messed up the alarm, and then we had had a concern earlier in the day when I was speaking with Heidi. So I know you were worried. Okay.
But good. I'm glad you're okay. This is not a problem. Don't feel bad at all.
I've been so upset. So yeah.
No. It's totally fine. We appreciate the opportunity to connect on other items.
And that was good.
I had the flow for 30 minutes. Hey, I like that. So moving to item number six, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Have a good rest of the week.